From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes his 11th message in a series expounding the 53rd chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. The title of the message is The Ground of Christ's Exaltation. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Dauntless Faith. The text is Acts 18, verse 10. I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. So long as the Lord had work for Paul to do in Corinth, the fury of the mob was restrained. The Jews opposed themselves and blasphemed, but they could neither stop the preaching of the gospel nor the conversion of the hearers. God has power over the most violent minds. He makes the wrath of man to praise him when it breaks forth, but he still more displays his goodness when he restrains it, and he can restrain it. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord. Do not therefore feel any fear of man when you know that you are doing your duty. Go straight on as Jesus would have done, and those who oppose shall be as a bruised reed and a smoking flax. Many a time men have had cause to fear because they were themselves afraid. But a dauntless faith in God brushes fear aside like the cobwebs in a giant's path. No man can harm us unless the Lord permits. He who makes the devil himself to flee at a word can certainly control the devil's agents. Maybe they are already more afraid of you than you are of them. Therefore, go forward, and where you look to meet with foes, you will find friends.
On which the Savior bled and died. Lift high the cross of victory, for the price is paid and man is justified. Hallelujah, praise the Son of God. Hallelujah, praise His name. Lift high the Christ of Calvary, for yesterday, today, forever, He's the same. On which the Savior bled and died. Lift high the cross of victory, for the price was paid and man is justified. Hallelujah, praise the Son of God. Hallelujah, praise His name. Lift high the Christ of Calvary, for yesterday, today, forever, He's the same.
As believers in Jesus Christ seek to witness to the unsaved, they are frequently met by a variety of questions. These might include such queries as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions on a DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to be able to provide you, free of charge, a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD, Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you.
As Dr. Cairns continues this series of studies in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, he brings the final portion of an exposition of the second part of verse 8 and of verse 9. For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any guile found in his mouth. In dealing with the doctrinal aspects of the passage, Dr. Cairns showed that Christ's death on the cross was the first step in his exaltation. As he makes practical application of the text, we see that the Jews hated Christ and cried for his death because he was holy. This reflects the world's attitude toward Christians to this day. Nevertheless, God's people ought to seek to be like the Savior and to make much of him in our daily lives. It is vital to understand that we are in a battle, especially against our own sin. As we seek to be witnesses for Christ, we must take care that our lives are consistent with our words. Now, with the final portion of The Ground of Christ's Exaltation, here is Dr. Cairns.
Belief in the head will never communicate itself to the hands and the feet, but belief in the head and in the heart. Truth that has gripped the heart will motivate the hands and the feet. In other words, doctrinal truth received by faith and acted upon by faith will produce a Christ-like life. We were reading in Philippians 2, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." In other words, when you read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, don't let it be merely a history of what it says about Christ. Let it be surely a declaration of what Christ was and what Christ did and what Christ accomplished. But let it also be a mighty personal, practical statement of what I have to be in Christ and for Christ. Now, I may suffer for that. There's no holiness without a battle. You may not have to be persecuted, but man, the devil's going to make it hard to be holy. You'll always be very, very skeptical about this kind of thing that you get in so-called holiness meetings. If you are going to be holy from this day forth, if you're going to be a victorious Christian from this day forth, now you just need to make this act of commitment, the second blessing, or whatever you want to call it, and you will be perfect from that day on. Sanctification made easy. You know how gullible people are. Everything has to be made easy. Sanctification's made easy. Soul winning's made easy. And the truth is, none of these things is easy. You think the devil's going to go to sleep all of a sudden? Going to give up on you? Man, if you're going to be holy, you're going to be a threat to the strongholds of hell, and you're going to be the object of satanic fury more than ever before. It's hard to be holy in one sense, but then again, it is the nature of the Christian thoroughly to desire holiness, and the person who has no desire to be holy has no heart for Christ and therefore is not a Christian at all. But if you're a Christian, you want to be holy. Murray McShean's prayer always was, "God, make me as holy as it's possible for a saved sinner to be." To be holy is to be like Christ. That's as simple as that. To be holy is to mirror the perfections of the Lord Jesus. So what does that mean? Well, it means, number one, when the devil comes, you battle him with the Word of God. That's what the Savior did. Now, I think that we as Christians are mostly a bit like the kind of old-fashioned, upper-crust, half-mad generals that England had at the heart of things in the first years of the Second World War. You wouldn't believe it. It makes me believe in the providence and sovereignty of God, all right.
At headquarters in England, they had the greatest bunch of generals who had never seen a shot fired in anger, who had never led troops in battle, who knew as much about planning campaigns as I do, and that's mighty little, who could do it all on a map, but maps don't show mountains, except as a colour. And I mean, anybody can go through purple, black, or blue on a map. If that bit of purple happens to be Mount Everest, I have a wee bit of trouble getting through it. Doesn't show any of these things, but they were all great soldiers. They had wonderful plans. You heard Mr. Churchill's words, you've read them many a time, we will fight them on the beaches. Sheer lunacy, of course. Absolute rubbish. But he was only saying what his generals had told him they would do. And actually, all around the southern coast of England, they had these little pillboxes. All right, strung right around the southern coast. They were literally going to fight them on the beaches. Now, if Adolf Hitler had just come across the Channel, he'd have taken southern England in 24 hours. I think Christians are a bit like that. We have crazy notions about how to fight the war. We are great soldiers on paper. We're great soldiers when there is no real battle. That's the way those men were. Any fool can get the victory when there's not a battle. Any fool can be in glorious spiritual triumph when he's not really facing the temptation and he's not really facing the devil's onslaught. But oh, if we're going to be like Christ in this world, when the battle really comes, when the fury of hell is raging, when the flesh is wanting to cave in, when everything is working against us, at that point we go to the Word of God and we face the devil with God's Word, and taking our stand in that Word, we say, if this should kill me, I will seek to do what's right.
Amen.
That's holy. That's holiness. It's going to cost me. Sure, it's going to cost you. But I'm not going to feel good. Well, I'd rather feel good and be holy, or feel bad and be holy, rather, and than feel good for a minute and be like the devil. But it's hard. Sure, it's hard. Holiness is never easy. It's hard. We start there. Then we take even the description of the words of the Lord Jesus. He did no violence. That condemns me. That condemns you. He did no violence. I'm not talking just about taking a gun and shooting a man. Remember what I said? This is a word that describes oppression or wrong in word, in thought, or deed. It is transgression in any of those ways against anything that is right or good or true or just. It includes things done against God. It includes things done against our own bodies. It includes things done against our families, things done against our friends, and even things done against our enemies. What is holiness? Holiness is to do no violence. Holiness is not to violate a trust. It is not to violate a person's right. It is not to violate any standard of goodness or godliness or honesty or decency in the Word of God. That's what holiness is. It is to have no deceit. No wicked, swindling tongue in our mouth. If you could make $1 million by swindling, by deceit, you'd be better to go and beg your bread or die for want of it.
holiness is no violence, no deceit in the mouth. Now, of course, we don't live up to that standard absolutely. And I'm glad my acceptance with God does not depend on my fulfillment of that standard. My acceptance with God depends on Christ's fulfillment of that standard. But I want to tell you, if I'm in Christ, that's what I want to be. And many is the heartache and the heartbreak that I feel in the will of God. This is the practical application now. The Lord Jesus was exalted because of his virtuous life and his vicarious death. Hated of men, he was honored of God. I am saved through what he did, and I rejoice in what he did. I have no song but Christ. I have no sermon but Christ. But listen, if my mouth is to be full of his praises, then, listen, my life must be full of his likeness. Talk is cheap. Place down in Spartanburg that many of you will know. Is it down in Spartanburg or up in Spartanburg? I can never get my directions right here. It sells hamburgers. It's called the Beacon. I would never go for their hamburgers again, especially after what happened to Mark Allison. That's another story I'll tell you sometime. But I think everybody should go at least once for the experience. There's a young black fellow there. I didn't know at the time that he was blind, legally blind. He's a Christian fellow. But he is a stand-up comic. And I stood amazed first time in there at what he did. It was a big, long counter, umpteen people working behind it. And this place is crowded, crowded all the time. You come in here, you give him your order, he hollers it back. Somehow or other, he keeps hollering, but somehow or other, when you get up to the other end, what you ordered is there. I don't know how it works, but he has this patter. Keeps on talking. And as you're coming up and you're looking at all this, will I have this or this? And he keeps on and he keeps hollering at you. Walk and talk. Walk and talk. Walk and talk. Good advice, isn't it? Good advice. He's just wanting to get you out of his way there, and he's doing it in a very nice way. But man, that's a very good summary of what I'm talking about today. Walk and talk. Walk without talk is deficient. Oh, I know we've got to walk in this world, but my friend, we are told, as ye go, preach. Go and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. But talking without walking is abominable hypocrisy. Walk and talk. And if your walk is Christ, and your talk is Christ, I want to tell you, God will bless both walk and talk. And give you fruit. And at the end of the day, when you go to meet the Lord, and we all will, thank God, there'll be stars in your crown. It'll be all worthwhile when once we see the Lord.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless the truth of Christ crucified, risen, and exalted. And O our God, today we pray, save the lost and conform God's people to Christ. Lord, conform us to the image of thy Son. Fill us and make us what we ought to be for thee. Hear our prayer. Part us with thy blessing, and keep us in thy fear. The beginning of all knowledge and wisdom, be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening, and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.